The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Bye, bitch. I've never seen so much dong in my life.
It makes me sad.
Because this bitch is behind me.
It makes me sad.
She won't even return his calls, you freaking bitch! What is up with that?
It makes me sad.
I'm gonna kick your ass, you little bitch.
And it makes me sad.
Pop me up over there, bitch!
And it makes me sad.
I'm gonna show you my boots.
And it makes me sad.
They all suck balls.
And it makes me sad.
Keeping that sweet $8 in our pants.
Welcome back to Prime Time. It's the club. Watching some baseball.
Yeah, the
Your Mets,
Mets
are getting pounded by the Pirates.
They were getting violated by the Paul Skeenless Pirates. It's one thing if, like, Skeens beat you. We're losing 8-1 to this bunch of jabrokes.
I look at the matchups almost every day in Major League Baseball, and I'm pretty sure that the starting pitcher for the Pirates tonight had a better ERA than the Mets starter, but a 1-10 record.
Is it Keller?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he has one less quality start than Skeens. His ERA, if Skeens is 2.12, I believe his is like 2.4.
Yeah.
1-10 on the year. Unbelievable.
1-10 with a 2.4 ERA.
It's not going to be 1-10.
Really
long,
tough to do.
He just went seven innings and gave up one run to the freaking first place New York Mets.
Well, before we get to the top 100 movies of this quarter century, and before we get to the most promiscuous nations on our planet, according to numbers of sexual partners, the wedding of the year going on right now. I think it's this weekend in Venice, or maybe it was last weekend. I think it's this weekend everyone's arriving.
Yeah, because I keep seeing all the buzz about it and the cost. Like, people are estimating the cost, which, by the way, everyone's freaking out about it. I think for Bezos, I think it seems pretty reasonable. They're saying it's like somewhere to the tune of like 50 to 60 million bucks, which
now, for Jeff Bezos to be able to take over the city of Venice, which is wonderfully romantic. And now, you talked about this in your travels to Italy and into other places. Like, the Italians are pissed. They don't want people doing this. The ones that live there don't like this. But you know what? They'll take the money. And they have decided to take this Jeff Bezos money where he has basically just rented out
Venice.
A whole city for the weekend or for the week.
So I'm saying, with you now your new weird plastic surgery-faced wife.
Yep. Something Sanchez. Lauren Sanchez?
Lauren Sanchez. I don't know how much of that $60 million went into her face, but apparently a lot of it.
Seems like it.
But I would think that dude's worth like $300 billion or whatever. Dare I say $60 million for a wedding?
It's kind of a good deal.
I think it's fairly reasonable.
It could be more expensive than it is. I don't know that you can call it modest because you're still taking over the city of Venice. But for what for his checkbook?
Yes.
Well,
I saw a thing a while ago. Do you know what the average cost of the United States wedding is?
Ooh. I'm going to go.
This is average, by the way.
I'm going to go $45,000.
Yeah.
Ooh. Is that right?
It's between $38,000 and $45,000.
We were trying to keep ours to 10 and it didn't happen.
Right?
Yeah.
Will, does that depress you, by the way?
No. I just get more and more depressed as I get older because I know it's going to be that much more expensive.
Yeah. Say the average cost per guest now is right around $300.
Oof.
To have someone come to your wedding that you don't particularly care for, $300. So dare I say, to the person, we'll do a combined salary, okay? We're not going to go extravagant. So like a teacher... We'll take a teacher, because a teacher can make, what, 75, 85,000 you've been teaching for a while?
Depends what state. Okay, if you're in Washington, go a little north.
Okay, all right. Oh, even better. So we're saying we'll go like 85, 90
sure.
So nice. And then you got someone else that, I don't know, let's say they work for the city, and they're making 72. Okay? Nice city contracted employee. You're making 72. So combined, you're making $165, $170, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Which is worse? Which is more egregious? Someone spending we'll even go below the average, $35. We'll go $35,000 on a wedding for a couple that makes $170,000, or Jeff Bezos, who's worth, I gotta look it up, but I believe it's right
around $300 billion.
$300 billion, and he drops $60 billion. Dare I say, right here and now,
Chiefs
Jeff Bezos more reasonable at $60 million than it is on someone spending $30 million? Because you said you did not keep yours to 10.
No, we did not.
Yeah, and I want to ask you how much you spend, but you didn't, I'm guessing by the sound of it, you didn't come close to 10.
No.
No. No. No.
It was not close to 10.
It was also not close to 10. Year?
For me?
Yeah.
2019.
Oh, okay.
So just right pre-pandemic.
I was going to say.
It was like a year before.
My brother and sister-in-law's wedding, I don't know the exact sticker price, but it hurt my soul.
Yeah. It's tough, man. And
By the way, Jeff Bezos, I'm sorry, Jeff. He's only worth $230 billion. So maybe he really needs to, but that's my point. Like, you got to tighten your belt. $60 million to him? Dude, he wipes his arse with $60 million. I bet you he makes and loses that 10 times over in a single day. But to the average schmuck out there drops $30 million, that's the one that's obscene. I think Bezos is being reasonable.
Listen to this. This article was published about a year ago. In 2023, Jeff Bezos made approximately $7.9 million per hour. That's a day's work for your wedding.
Exactly. It's a day.
It's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
I mean, because what you were talking about, the scenario you're talking about, is a combined income of maybe a quarter of your salary.
Yes.
This is one day's worth of work for him.
One day. Dare I say, Jeff Bezos at his wedding.
Getting a deal.
Absolute steal of a deal. Everyone criticizing him. Nay, that may be the most. He might as well elope. He's basically having this wedding for free. That's what he's doing. So kudos to you, Jeff Bezos. I'm going to tell the BTJ this when eventually she pressures me and puts a gun to my head. I'm going to be like, hey, you know what? We can have a Bezos-like wedding. Because I can tell her, Jeff Bezos spent what he makes in one day on a wedding. Therefore, can break down our salaries, and that's what we can spend. Imagine if everyone took what they made in a day, and you said that's what you could spend on your wedding. That is the financial responsibility that Jeff Bezos is putting out there.
I've now found an itinerary for the wedding weekend.
I bet it's pretty kick-ass.
On Thursday, yesterday, there was a reception in the cloister of the Madonna dell'Orta, a 14th-century brick cloister attached to the church of the same name. It's one of Venice's most important church complexes that houses the remains of Renaissance painter Tintoretto.
Oh, I've been there. We were there. By the way, he rented out that whole place?
At least he didn't rent out the entire church. He rented out the little side building on it or something like that.
That place is enormous.
Today, the wedding ceremony on San Giorgio Island, home to a monumental complex designed by 16th century architect Andrea Palladio, and which features an iconic bell tower that is the fixture of the Venetian skyline. The island, once home to a Benedictine abbey, features manicured gardens, an outdoor amphitheater, a private marina, and the Gorgsini Foundation, dedicated to preserving the island's treasures. Then they have another reception on Saturday in Arsenale, a massive brick complex known today as one of the main venues at the cultural festival there in Venice. From the 12th century until World War I, it was the heart of the Venetian naval industry with shipyards and armories. So this is a big event.
I was there as well, because you can see where, when we did the tour of Venice, they took us to the old armory and stuff, and that's pretty kick-ass.
But as you'd imagine, some celebs attending, they have tried to keep the guest list very tight-lipped, but we know for sure of a few people who are in attendance, including Oprah Winfrey, the newly single Orlando Bloom, who just broke up with Katy Perry. And then there are two people who are... One person we have confirmed is in attendance. One rumored to be attendance that this person is with. Tom Brady has showed up. And so,
Makes sense.
I mean, powerful athlete. He knows Bezos. They're friends. Apparently.
I'll bet you going to the Bezos wedding is kick. You imagine, I'm sorry. If you have the opportunity to go to a Jeff Bezos wedding, you go to that wedding.
And the whole city is yours?
Like, can you imagine the care that you're going to get? Like, no. That's, you go to that. You 100% go to that.
But apparently, Tom has been seen yucking it up with the newly single, Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, goodness. That will officially break the internet.
Tom Brady, Sydney Sweeney, could break the internet.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Tom Brady and Sydney Sweeney. First off, that's a devastatingly handsome couple.
Sure is. 20-year age difference, 47 and 27.
You know, in celebrity terms, that's actually pretty
normal.
Very, very reasonable.
She's too young for him.
What's it? The take your age, divide by two, and add 7 is like the rule of thumb.
Yes.
Doesn't qualify here, but...
Yeah, but the richer you get, it doesn't matter.
That rule flexes.
I think
with,
for every Super Bowl ring, it shaves off 5 years.
I'm
therefore,
sure it does.
Tom Brady could marry like an 8-year-old, and it would be okay, because it's Tom Brady.
Look for someone your own age, Sydney.
So if...
27-year-olds are out
maybe
there.
Maybe a hot, svelte radio producer.
27-year-olds are out there. Stay with the 27-year-old, Sydney.
Now, if you could... I was trying to think, like, because he rented out Venice.
Yeah.
If you had Jeff Bezos money, where would you want to get married?
Yeah, what other cities would be really cool?
Or just, like, I was just thinking, like, venues.
Yeah. So, one of the places that I was, like, I thought some of the sites in Kyoto were amazing, and we went to that, like, Golden Temple place where there's, like, botanical gardens and stuff. Yeah. You could do a kick-ass ceremony in, like, these... ancient Japanese gardens with the temples there. That could be pretty cool.
That would be
for like
cool.
A setting standpoint.
Yeah. I was just trying to think of like what would be like the most, like, and it's probably been done a million times over, but like there's some amazing old castles like in Scotland and Ireland.
Yeah. Yeah. Even in Italy, there's old castles.
Yeah. I prefer. My,
sure. That's fine.
I prefer my northern brethren to my Italians. I just, the idea of getting married like in some castle in Ireland that's several thousand years old, or like when we were in Bali, there's like a 2,000-year-old Buddhist water temple that's like dug into the side of the cliff. It's like the most one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. Like if you had enough, and like I don't know, I suppose if you have enough money, you can rent.
There's probably a price.
Yeah, it's just like you have an unlimited budget to do something like that.
I like the first place my mind goes is like what the photos would look like,
exactly,
and what the scene would look like. So
Everest,
and I wasn't thinking necessarily Everest, but like Swiss Alps. Like you could find somewhere like in the countryside with like the mountains all around you.
The
that
hills
would look
are alive with the sound of Buckley.
Yeah,
hear me out. 50-yard line. The big house.
I thought you were going to say the Hooters Casino in Las Vegas.
Oh, no, I'm never going back there.
The idea of, and that's the thing, like, there's probably a lot of people that think getting married at, like, Fenway Park would be cool. If you want to talk about, like, arrested development, like, you getting married at a sports venue.
Or, like, the dude who pops the question at the NFL preseason game, and you're like, oh, da.
Yeah, like, really, man?
The NFL draft.
Of all the places.
Wasn't there a proposal this year at the NFL draft?
I pick you with my first pick,
God.
Babe.
Don't. She doesn't want that. I promise you, she might even be a Cleveland Browns fan. She doesn't want that.
No, she doesn't want that. Although, you know, there's probably some people that is, like, you know. I went to a wedding once where everyone was dressed in camo and there was crossbows involved.
Nice.
You know, you're like...
I might be going to one of those this year.
Yeah, you're like, to each, you know, some swamp people, you know, you're like, hey, man, to each their own. Like an Eastern Oregon crab feed wedding. I mean, yeah.
Now you're talking.
You do a lot of stuff. I was just, you know, just the idea of having an unlimited budget. I mean, because I said, if you could, when I went to Venice, if you got rid of the people, that would be the most romantic place on earth. And when you're Jeff Bezos, you can probably get rid of all the people and rent out an entire city. Like, if I could rent out New Orleans.
Oh, boy, you could have some fun there.
That would be pretty cool. You just rent out.
I don't know enough people to rent out New Orleans and be able to use it all.
Yeah, but like when you have that kind of money, you could kind of pick and choose.
Sure,
you renting could. Out the French Quarter would.
Yeah, that would be rad. Yeah. Now I got the wheels turning. We'll come back. Give us some of your best, if money were no object, wedding venues. We'll continue to kick that around. But what we have to get to next: the top 100 movies of this last quarter century. Over 500 people from the Hollywood film industry have voted on it. They've all given their top 10. And now we have our comprehensive ranking list. That's coming up in the club on The Fan.